China overtakes the U.S. with 38% of global fintech patent filings. China has overtaken the United States in fintech patent filings and now accounts for 38% of the global total, according to a Nikkei analysis reported by Cointelegraph on July 7, 2026. The figure represents a tenfold increase from the prior decade, a pace no other major economy has matched. Patent counts are an imperfect proxy for innovation. Filing volume can reflect subsidy programs and corporate quota culture as much as original research. But a tenfold decade-over-decade jump, large enough to displace the U.S. from the top spot, says something about where engineering hours in payments, settlement, and financial infrastructure are actually being spent. A tenfold jump in a decade. The headline numbers come from Nikkei's review of global filing data. China's share of fintech patents has climbed to 38% of the worldwide total, up tenfold from where it stood 10 years ago. That growth curve took China past the U.S., historically the dominant filer in financial technology. The category covers a wide surface: mobile payment processing, digital identity, risk scoring, blockchain-based settlement, and central bank digital currency infrastructure. China has active programs in every one of those areas, from the Alipay and WeChat Pay duopoly that made QR payments the default for hundreds of millions of consumers, to the ECNY, the digital yuan pilot the People's Bank of China has been expanding for years. Filing a patent is cheap relative to shipping a product, and China's government has long rewarded filing volume. Skeptics will discount the raw count for that reason. The counterargument is that China's consumer payment stack is not theoretical. It processed real transactions at a scale Western systems only reach later, and the patents trail the deployments rather than preceding them. Patents without an open crypto market. The result carries an irony that crypto readers will spot immediately. Mainland China banned retail crypto trading and mining in 2021 and has kept the prohibition in place since. Yet the same jurisdiction now leads the world in patenting the technology stack that adjacent industries, including crypto, are built on. Blockchain patents sit inside the fintech category, and Chinese firms have filed heavily there for years. The state's position separates the technology from the asset class. Distributed ledgers, digital settlement, and programmable money are strategic. Open, permissionless tokens are not. Hong Kong runs a parallel track with licensed exchanges and a regulated stablecoin regime, giving Chinese firms a sandbox one border away. That split matters for anyone watching where payment rails go next. A patent portfolio this size gives Chinese firms licensing leverage and a defensive moat in exactly the areas where stablecoin issuers, card networks, and crypto card platforms operate. If cross-border settlement standards end up shaped by who holds the underlying intellectual property, the filing gap becomes a commercial gap. The U.S. falls to second in a category it defined for the United States. The timing is uncomfortable. Washington spent the first half of 2026 on market structure legislation and a strategic Bitcoin reserve, both aimed at keeping crypto and digital asset activity onshore. The patent data suggests the competition is not only about where exchanges domicile, it is about who owns the plumbing. U.S. firms still lead in several deep technology niches, and patent share does not translate directly into market share. Visa and MasterCard still clear the overwhelming majority of global card transactions, and dollar stablecoins dominate on-chain settlement volume. Those are entrenched positions. But entrenched positions are exactly what a decade-long state-backed filing campaign is designed to erode. China's fintech champions were largely locked out of Western consumer markets over the past decade, which pushed their expansion toward Southeast Asia, the Gulf, Africa, and Latin America. Those are the same corridors where stablecoin payments and crypto-linked cards are growing fastest, and where the eventual standards fight will be decided.